Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my broadcast. Feliz. We'll be going directly into phones. I'm going to start with a Skype caller. And on the line for now. Hello.
Hello. Hi, ma'am. My name is Lisa from Arizona.
Yes, hi. May I have your question, please?
Yes, question is, there's a new interest, a new man that he's close with me, perimeter. And do you see us having being more than friends?
I see there's a possibility. However, there's something that you're not, really tapping into to make this happen. It's almost like it's a lot of wishful thinking, but you haven't really put things into practice in order to attach this person and make him see you in a romantic way more clearly.
Well, you need to
put your best foot forward. I see that there is a possibility for something genuine and something romantic, something sensual, but the cards aren't on the table about it.
Okay.
So it's almost like it's in your subconscious, but you haven't put anything into practice as far as actually making it happen. So there is a possibility, because this person is coming across as intuitive, genuine, kind, slightly different than a lot of the people that you've encountered before. So it's almost like you're not really sure how to approach the situation.
True. What can I do to make him say, hey, I really like you? I already told him I like him. I mean, what is the right thing he wants to know?
He wants to know if you're deep enough for the situation, because I feel that he is someone who is intuitive. He's secure within himself, his mind, and the way that he is. He is coming across as someone who doesn't want someone to really play games with him or just have an attraction going, but someone who's genuine about going deeper than a lot of superficial relationships tend to be. So there is an insecurity with this person about if it can be deeper, if it can be genuine, because I do sense that he is a good guy.
Oh,
so the question is, how deep is it going to be as far as subconscious, esoteric, spiritual, physical? He wants all these type of things to be part of something that he's looking for.
Wow.
So I do see that he is a good person. There is only a very small discommunication, kind of non-clarity, but I do see that there is a good potential for that situation.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, be well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you're welcome. Yes, I'm here going forward to the 831 number, 831, hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
My name is Christina. I'm a first-time caller. And wanted to know if you pick up that my soon-to-be ex-husband, is he still opening up credit under my name fraudulently that I'm not aware of and hiding it? Or is he too afraid to do that anymore? Because he did it once, and the DA might be pressing charges, I hope, but I'm really afraid that he might still be doing it.
No, I see that he is very afraid because he has been confronted about it. So he's been confronted about it. Anything that he does will be very seriously legal implication as far as this person. So I do see that he knows that he hasn't won any type of victory with what he did, nor he will win anything at all with any type of negative futuristic action whatsoever. If anything, I see someone who is fearful because they know that he's not going to be able to rest easy. There is someone there. He's coming across as someone who... Hello?
I'm still here, yes. I'm here.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly. I was just trying to take it in. You said that there was somebody there?
No, he is coming across as someone who messed up, and he is restricted, scared like a rat in a cage. So everything basically worked against him. He knows better than to try it again. And he's very fearful. They put all the different
things. Are they going to press charges with him?
Yes, because
no one's notified me yet.
I see that he has no victory. That the only thing that he's doing is breathing right now, but his war is just beginning.
It's
so I see someone in defense.
There was...
I see lawyers involved. I don't know the number, but it looks like it's not any type of misdemeanor thing. It definitely looks like a felony charge. And it says here that he will need legal representation, and he will definitely need to fight for his future because of the liability that he took in by trying to damage you in that way.
Yes. Will he be prosecuted?
So I see someone fighting.
Hoping.
He will have to fight very hard not to have that happen. I see a definite
but
war on his,
have
his,
a
on his side. No, I don't see
a
misdemeanor.
Like it'll be a misdemeanor.
No. It's coming across as a felony charge that he will have to fight tooth and nail and get lawyer for.
Okay, because he put in our the court papers that he had no accounts at all because he had done bankruptcy and that I should get a job. And if I had known about it, I would have disclosed it. And he said it was a soft loan. So I have the proof, you know, but I just feel like spirit led me. I had it the whole time. I didn't know. And I've been like praying, please. But I put my clothes in a storage because I've been coming home and they've been cut up. Black oil in my food pantry, and he won't stop coming in, and it was robbed, and I'm wondering if they're going to catch him and the other two. I think it's three people that have been causing a lot of trauma for me while I'm a 51-year-old grandmother going to school, and I was just wondering, are they going to see him on that digital tape and I'll finally have peace? Like, they're going to catch him, all of them?
I see success here. I see success. I see the sun, which is pure success. And I know that you're going through a very tough time. However, the one thing that I do have to say is that you will come out victorious from this situation. But Spirit is asking me to ask you one more thing. Have you learned the lesson that you wanted to learn through these things that have happened? You allowed this lesson to come forward because it was very important, and it could have been worse. And even though these things are affecting you because they are painful, you know, confidence artistry in someone hurting you doesn't always have to touch you. There's a lot of pain that can be inflicted that has nothing to do with touch. Spirit is asking me to tell you, you asked for this lesson before you were born. Everything was put into play because you asked for this lesson because it was very important to you. Is it coming across clear? The things that you wanted to learn because of what has happened.
I feel like I the other end of it was such miracles because the inside of me has shifted and I feel like I'm enough now, and I realize, oh my goodness, he mirrored back the abuse from my parents, and it really helped me to have compassion and love them, set boundaries, but now it's like getting him to stop. And, you know, this is really strange, and I think it might be from mm-hmm. spirit, but I go to my mm-hmm. storage locker, and of course, mm-hmm. you know, it was not, mine wasn't robbed, but they're trying to find me, and next to me is a private investigator, and he was talking with me, and I'm wondering if he has hidden money that I don't know about, because I did find a piece of paper, and there was $10,000 in a retirement account I knew nothing about. He fired his lawyer mm-hmm. and took 3 to 4 months to respond. Do you think that it would be worth it to hire this man and that he'll find more money?
I think it's a possibility, but I don't think this is generally just about the money. I think it's a lot of other type of secrets that are also involved, other type of frauds that have nothing to do with you. Because what's coming across to me is that you were only one of the many victims.
Oh, wow. Like
you were only one of the many victims.
I was married
and
to him.
And you. Mm-hmm.
Like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's, because there was aliases, like he used his brother's name.
Yeah,
I was
you
shocked.
Were one of the many victims. You were not the only person who had a fraudulent activity against them whatsoever.
Will it all be exposed?
I will say this. It will be exposed. You will have success. You will have success. However, the biggest question is, have you learned the lesson that you sought out through this situation?
Yeah, I have. And it was a slow, torturous process because I was in the river of denial, and mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was like that. Even though the truth kept coming up, I wanted to not, mm-hmm. I wanted to believe what he was saying, but the truth always came up, and it was this mm-hmm. struggle. And I learned to always listen to my inner voice, number one, because I was ignoring it. And I woke up.
Thank you so much for that call. I'm going to proceed forward to the 216 caller. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing tonight? This is Desmond.
Yes, I'm well, and yourself?
All right.
Yes. What is your question, please?
Yes, I want to know, do you see any prosperity coming with the next 2 to 3 months for me?
I do see prosperity, and it seems connected to a young man who will be sharing or shares a vision like the one that you have. Yours prosperity. A lot of the things having to do with your money is connected to other people. It's joint union. It's common interest, partnerships. Something is coming across to tell me to tell you that you can't do this by yourself, that your strength comes in unity and in allowing others to see your vision and form some sort of partnerships and collectives. I do see someone coming your way who will be sharing a vision of entrepreneurship and will be able to finance something having to do with clothing. I'm not certain what that's about, but clothing, fashion, that's what's coming across.
Clothing, fashion. Oh, okay. I'm thinking someone along the lines of like holistic, but I mean, I could roll with that.
Lipstick, clothing, fashion, anything having to do with enhancing appearance, anything having to do with looking better, with presenting yourself, making people feel good, artistic type. Anything having to do with makeup is artistic, clothing is artistic as well. Manufacturing, cosmetics, that's all in the same type of umbrella. That's what's coming across. A partnership with someone who was able to finance this. But you have to get your idea out. there seems to be a little bit of shyness as far as reaching out for the gold. And you are capable beyond capacity to achieve all of this.
Yeah, it's just hard trying to figure out this, figure exactly what's going on. And I know, you know, my 9 to 5 now is just something to keep me going, but it's kind of frustrating. So it's just a trying to figure the puzzle out. It's just kind of confusing.
The puzzle is you. The puzzle is you. The puzzle is you. You have to sit down with yourself and understand or overstand what is the beauty behind the things that you want to do. Because you're making yourself very tired on purpose. Because you can't see clearly what it is that you want to give the world. The moment that you sit down with yourself and you understand, overstand the beauty and the goodness and the good vibes that your product will bring to people, you will have the energy after the 9 to 5 to work overnight if you have to get it out there, because what you're presenting is special and needed. You don't see the specialness and the beauty and the power and the dream that you have. When you do sit down and meditate and really make peace with the fact that you're presenting something positive and beautiful and worth it, you won't be tired anymore. But that tiredness is coming from you, not from the dream. Your dream is waiting for you to work on it, to sit down and draft things, to make different type of tests, to look at packaging, to feel the labels, to
wow. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Your dream is basically waiting, but you have to reach for it on a different type of level. On a level where you understand exactly what you're reaching for and why it's important to reach for it. Am I making sense?
Yes, I think the funny thing is just, like, I'm trying to see how is this, I know I'm supposed to do something holistic, so is it just two things I'm going to be having my hands in, two different things?
Definitely, definitely. I see that. I see creativity. I see colors. I see fashion. I see beauty. However, what I am looking at is that you're basically holding yourself back. I see that you have the capacity to do that and more, but you're holding yourself back. All of this stuff is waiting for you. You are the one that's sabotaging a lot of things that could have been in your hand a long time ago.
Oh,
so Spirit is actually telling me to tell you to stop sabotaging yourself. Because the only thing that you have to have is faith. Once you have faith and you see why you're doing it, what you want to give people, cosmetics is not about lipsticks. Cosmetics is about helping someone see their inner beauty through a product, through a perfume, through whatever it is that you assist them with. Cosmetics is not about beauty. It's a tool to make someone feel good. You get what I'm saying? So in reality,
right,
if it's clothing, cosmetics, or anything, the spirit is telling me to tell you that what you're doing is allowing people to see the beauty in themselves, because what you're giving them is a tool. Once you see yourself as someone who is allowing and enabling beauty beyond whatever someone else is going through, then you will have more than the energy and the money will be there. But you have to allow yourself to have the vision.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll go on meditation and try to pull this stuff out of me.
Meditate, grab a pen, and start sketching, my friend.
start sketching. There's a lot of beautiful things in your horizon.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the reading.
Thank you so much. I'm moving on to the 956. 956, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony. And my question is...
You're very welcome.
My question is, do you see me meeting someone by the end of the year, or hopefully having someone by next year?
It says you have to work a little less than what you're doing. You're putting in too much effort and everything else, but not allowing yourself to meet people on a romantic level. So you want to meet someone, but you're not putting yourself in the places to actually make yourself feel comfortable enough to do it.
I do have contact with someone. I don't know if it's going to become something or not. It's somebody from venue from high school.
I see that there's work involved. I don't see red. I see yellow. That there will be work involved with you connecting with them on that level to go deeper within for that purpose. But I don't see, I see that you're genuinely happy. Your self-esteem is so-so, but you want love, but you don't put yourself out there to go find it. There is a very shy energy what's coming across.
So then nobody coming in or possibly meeting anybody in next year then, basically.
I see that there are blockages because it's a very shy energy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put yourself in the places to make it happen so that you're able to feel the energy of love, not just because you want a mate or a partner, but because you're in that divine energy of attraction. You have to become more fluid and allow yourself to go into that vibe of attraction and beauty and love and allowing someone to speak and connecting. Because everything is there, but you're not allowing it to really manifest and unfold. It's always some thinking to do about allowing yourself to be less shy, because I'm picking up a very shy energy.
I guess because most of my time is at work, and the little time that I have, I do put myself out there. I work a lot, and I move from a different city, and I don't have a lot of friends to go out with or anything like that.
So what's coming across is you connecting more, opening yourself more, working just a little less, and allowing yourself to work on you a little bit. You're very successful. You've worked hard. You have a good, foundation. But it's time to give yourself some time to be social and involve yourself in different activities so that you can enjoy yourself and also meet someone. Meeting someone is wonderful, and also enjoying yourself and being in that vibration of attraction and allowing someone that magnetism to charge itself and just being free.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Let me see if I can go ahead and check in. There are so many callers. I will try a few more if possible. 347, hello, 347.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, how are you today?
You're very welcome. I'm excellent, thank you. What is your question, please?
Yes, okay, so I'm going to start looking for a new job. Just wanted to know, I'm intuitive myself, and I do need help sometimes to get direction, information, so... When would be a good time to start looking?
I would say end of this year into the beginning. It seems that there has been a lot of disappointment in your job search and in your job timeline. There's been a lot of disappointment, and you looking back, not with resentment, but just with sadness. It's almost like the sadness is coming across that that the path as far as your job and the things you've had to do have filled you up with sorrow. Not necessarily regret, you've had to survive and, you know, involve yourself, but just sadness, sorrow.
That's so true.
The spirit is asking now to think carefully about what it is that you would want for your future, because you've already had some emotional damage, you know, from the past time wounds of what you've had to do for work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's calling now upon a new opportunity to think about what you really want to do, because you don't deserve that. You deserve joy. You deserve to go, you know, into different type of prospective situations where there's more joy out of it. There's more happiness, and you come out stronger instead of beaten down and depressed.
I'm ready to get out of there. I am so ready to get out. Yes.
There's a young man that's coming across. There's a young man that's coming across. It can be a family member. Someone that's on your mind.
Oh, my cousin Sean.
Yeah. And he's a very emotional and kind person. He's coming across in this reading, and his spirit is telling me to tell you that everything is going to be okay with what he's going through.
Okay.
Is this making sense to you?
It is making sense, yeah. All right, so he's saying it's going to be okay. Okay. Because, I have some worries going on as well, too.
Something about his living situation?
Well, he was living home when he passed away. And I definitely want to move, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Something about where he lived.
Something
about the area, the place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm coming across. Okay. I'm not sure what it means. Something about the area. I think my shows need to be longer than a half hour.
Yes, it should be. Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I'll keep everything in mind. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going forward to this 07707. For those that stay on the line, the show does extend for 15 more minutes after the end. If you want to hold, you can, and I'll try to squeeze you in. I'm going to try to start doing the hourly shows because there's too many people that I don't get to, because of all the activity. Yeah, 707, hello.
Hi, hello. My question is, I applied for two positions at in the past, and the positions now have come back up. So do you see that I would be contacted about either one of them?
Yeah, I do see contact action. Is there something having to do with home, commercial, or real estate?
No, this has to do with medical.
Medical? So it would be like a building, which does house a lot of people.
Well, it would either be a clinic or a hospital.
So what's coming across is that a building with a lot of different units. So the hospital position, that to me, there's a particular position there that you will have success in.
Okay.
The one with the larger, the bigger one, the one with the larger, something about the one with more units inside, the larger one. One is smaller, one is larger. The one with more rooms that deals with more people, that's the one that is coming across like a stronger type of resolution for you.
So is that a clinic or a hospital? Sounds like a hospital.
It sounds like a hospital. It's definitely not a clinic.
Okay. And when do you see that happening? Because I applied for one that's part-time.
I see it fast. This is the Ace of Swords means movement, means will, means action. So this is coming across very fast. Definitely like less than a month.
Now, will they contact me? Because I've already, put everything out there.
They have you on file to contact. If I were you, I would also reach out and say, I'd like to know how everything is going. I'm very interested in this position, and I feel that I'm an excellent candidate. Because I do see something having to do with that being very favorable for you.
The only reason I'm asking is because I've been out of the field for a couple of years, and it's a specialized field.
Mm-hmm. No, you have your certification. Your certification is fine. And you have the experience as well.
Right. I just haven't been working for a couple of years.
No, you're fine. You're okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. So you're seeing it maybe coming up in January?
Uh-huh. The first week of January. After the holidays come through.
Okay. And is it within a commute? Is it an easy commute? And is it full-time or part-time?
I see full-time, and I see that you're going to get help with the commute.
You're gonna
get a connection with someone there that's also in your area, and it will make the commute easier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's a definite help with whatever it is. Yeah, with the commute.
Okay, and so they will be flexible because I'm gonna probably be a little slow going in, so that won't be a hindrance of any kind.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, because I was going to give up on it.
No. Don't give up on anything. Always stay focused and strong.
Okay.
This is 919-919. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Yes, you're welcome. Let's try to be as fast as possible. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you. My question is, my manager has just returned back to work after being on leave, and it's a little awkward. She was gone so abruptly, and she returned so abruptly. And I'm just wondering, do you see her staying or remaining? Because she's not happy, and it's
obvious. I think that she's having a financial problem. She's got a money problem that's basically eating her alive. So she has a serious money problem. She's lost her creativity. She's lost all her self-esteem and all her ability, because all of these money factors are attacking her. And she's lost the ability to control everything around her, her home and her mind.
Yeah.
Everything that pulled in all different directions basically tore her apart. So she's a walking shell right now. She's basically like a ghost.
Yes.
She can't focus.
Nope.
She can't focus. You know, her money's shot. You know, she's lost. You know, it's beyond like junkie stage.
Yeah, I can see that.
She feels that there's no justice in her life. Everything went upside down. You know, she feels very resentful and upset, you know, because
yes.
she didn't get the justice, you know, the things she wanted. And right now she's going through a very rough patch and everyone is suffering because people genuinely care about her.
Yes.
At least to know that she'll be all right. And when you see somebody suffer like that because they're falling apart, they have to pick themselves up. You can help with
yes.
your kindness and your determination, but there comes a point where you have to be self-accountable for what's happening, and she refuses to do that.
Yes. So do you think she'll stay because she is absolutely miserable and is showing in the work and it's...
It's pure disconnection. She is pure disconnection. Her home is unhappy. Herself is unhappy. Her money's gone. She's disconnected. She's gone. And I don't see her staying there long because everything's just destroyed. You know, her relationships went sour. Her home went unhappy. It's almost, you know, the tower comes across, which is devastating, ugly changes in realities. You know, this woman is going basically through a breakdown.
She's
on her way out. She's on her way out, and the only thing you can do is pray. You really can't help with this because there are forces that came into play because of a lot of actions she took way before all this. And you definitely cannot go into the past to try to change things that are surfacing now.
Because I genuinely like her. My best bet is to keep her in prayer because I genuinely do like her. She's my boss. And I mean,
Keep her in your prayers, but this is out of your control. This is out of your control. This is a higher power and way higher karma than your prayers can even try to touch. Okay, 831. I'm going to try to go as fast as possible. 831, hello.
I'm sorry. We were just disconnected, and there are other people that didn't get a reading. I think you're amazing. I'll start listening in. Happy holidays. And if
Thank
I could just
you.
Listen
Thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. 973, hello.
Yes, hi, how are you? Thank you.
Excellent, and yourself?
Thank you. I'd like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
It says here that if there's more of a relaxation energy, that everything is kind of wound up tight, and that you both, there has to be more relaxation going on. Within the relationship, there seems to be some tension going on. And you're both good people, but the tension has to become a little less so that you can see eye to eye and have more sensual energy intertwined between you both.
How we both started dating, maybe that's what his previous relationship, or maybe we both work so hard. That's what you're getting.
You're not relaxing. There's something about not being able to relax. I do see a good possibility coming out of this, but there's a lot of tension in there right now for whatever reason. The tension. He's not able to relax. You're okay, but he's not able to relax and just let himself be happy. He's not letting himself be happy.
Yeah, I understand that. I know why. Mm-hmm.
And he's a good guy. I think that he's good. He's a nice guy. He works hard. Definitely not the type of person to put his hands on you. Kind, a good gentleman, funny. But he has some things that he's wound up tight and he hasn't let go of a few things, and he's okay to do that because he's still hurt a little bit. And it's gonna take him just a little bit of time to relax and see that, you know, you mean the best for him. But I do feel that he is a good guy.
Is he hurt from his parents or a recent relationship? Like, because, like I said, we just started dating.
It says here that he basically has had problems with depression, how he sees himself. And a lot of what's coming is how he sees himself, judgment in reverse. He hasn't done anything negative in relationships. He's not like these people that he's like, my exes did this and this, and it was them. But he doesn't come across as being the one who did anything in any past relationship to get any type of judgment going on. He's almost free and clear, but he's hurt. There were things that he wanted in his life. He's not strong. He's not coming across as someone who is strong in how he's presenting himself right now. He feels weakened, so he needs a lot of support. If you care about him and you wanted to go forward and go and work in a good direction, you have to be very supportive of him and very kind and let him see the hope and the things that he wants. Because he has to walk away from a few things. Huh?
You said he had to walk away from what? I was saying, do you know why we came together? But you say he had to walk away from what now?
He had to walk away from a lot of situations that didn't give him hope. And part of the things that he seeks is somebody to help him feel strong, because he is a good visionary, and he is able to achieve a lot of dreams. He has powerful, good energy, but he needs someone to be supportive of him.
Do you see why we came together?
Part of the reason why you came together is because you're the one that's strong and he's not.
Oh, so do you see what he likes about me?
Your strength. You're very strong. You're very strong, outgoing, you get what you want. And he does get what he wants, but he's not very powerful in that way. So you would complement each other because you are what he lacks. Strong support, intelligence, and will and wisdom. I think it would be a very nice relationship, actually. You will both compliment each other very well.
How do we reach you outside of this for reading?
You can email me through the site. You can email me through the site. I'm going to post more information so that someone can reach out. Thank you so much. Let me see my last caller, 914. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much. God bless you.
You are welcome. Let's try to make it as fast as possible.
Okay, thank you. Yes, with Sarah, should I start working with her on the project that she's read already or the one that I'm going to send her shortly?
The one that you're going to send her shortly.
Oh, excellent. And it'll go well? It'll be successful?
I feel so, because it's going to be different than before. Before, she was just looking at everything that thought worked. And this time, she's going to be looking at it from a different perspective. Because the other one had a kind of a perspective of something that didn't go well before. And now it's coming in with a new vision, a very positive one that will be, you know, successful.
Wow, and she'll be able to get Ryan on board?
I believe so, because part of the issue is that they've had a lot of problems before with a lot of things that have come up. So her vision is slightly damaged as far as like looking back with regret, putting her name on certain things that didn't work out. So she does, if she can go over that hump and see things positively, she will definitely, you will be able to have success with that.
Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And one other quick question, please. Thank you. I'm also working on a project with a man named Neil. Do you see that project going well?
I see that project going very well, actually. Does this have something to do like with a family aspect or vacation aspect?
Yes, family, and it could lead to, like, we might have to travel for it.